Yes, I can actually confirm that we as a party, naturally, we have come out of our way. We have gone out of our way rather to explain both to the party members and also to the world at large that the MDC is a people's project. The MDC is the People's Party of Excellence, and it does not condone corruption. And this is the main reason why councillors, I'm speaking here particularly about the councillors for Harare, because I'm within the Harare provincial structures of the party. We are very pleased with the action that has been taken by the party leadership. We have been seen to be living up to our lofty standards, and those lofty standards are standards that shun corruption, standards that shun violence, and standards that generally shun anything that is retrogressive. Zimbabwe is in the state that it is largely because of corruption, poor governance, as exemplified by ZANU-PF, and we are a party that is ready to govern, and we want to govern in such a way that the country will move forward, hence the anti-corruption crusade that the party is embarking upon.
I understand that Deputy Mayor Emmanuel Chiroto is one of the councillors who has been fired by the party.
I can neither confirm nor deny that, Violet, because due process has to be done. I understand that the affected councillors will have to be formally advised of their expulsion from the party, because I believe that some have been expelled from the party and some have been suspended. And I think it would be improper for me to jump the gun and start disclosing names. But I would like to believe that before the end of this week, the affected councillors will be formally advised by the party of their individual cases. And thereafter, I'll be in a position maybe to comment individually. Suffice to state that people affected, I'm sure by now, they have heard about their expulsion and or suspension. And once the matter has been publicly discussed, then I think it would be proper for me to make a comment on individual cases.
What exactly did they do?
Basically, I don't think I'm privy really to give details at this juncture. But I can just say, for the benefit of your listeners, that it's basically issues to do with corruption in as far as the tendering procedures are concerned. There's been a lot of manipulating of tenders. There's been a lot of receiving of kickbacks from tenderers. And, issues around that, basically to do with the manipulation of the tender procedure and the general dereliction of duty. And you notice that most of these guys, I believe this was really a problem of them being literally corrupted by the system. We have a system here that is controlled by ZANU-PF, because most of the operatives are really ZANU-PF operatives, not to mention the Minister of Local Government himself. And unfortunately for some of our councillors, they got tempted and they decided to give from what the party would have expected of them. Say, and if you are given a bait, you are supposed to resist that. If you are a true card of the MDC, you should be able to resist temptation. And unfortunately, if you are unable to resist temptation, the party will just make sure that you are flooded from the train towards democratic change.
Nimrod Chiminya, the president of the Zimbabwe Local Government Association, told us that these councillors have only been suspended by your party and not by the relevant ministry. Basically, that these councillors are still members of the local authority, that the Ministry of Local Government is the one that will dismiss them. What can you say about this?
The problem that we have really, Violet, is the Urban Councils Act that we have in this country. It actually gives a lot of powers to the minister. And yes, it's true that if a councillor is expelled from his or her party or suspended by his or her party, unfortunately, and very unfortunately, I must emphasize, that councillor is not necessarily going to be booted out of council, because the Urban Councils Act does not provide for that. So what this basically means is that you might have these councillors actually being expelled by the party, being suspended by the party, but if they are really not disciplined, the party cadres, you may find a situation where they will remain as councillors because they will simply defy the party and continue to sit as councillors. And this is what Minister Chombe has always been encouraging our councillors to do. And I think this is one of the biggest weaknesses in the present Urban Councils Act, which weakness I believe comes from amendment. Because they have a situation here, councillors are going to be tempted to say, look, forget about your party, it has fired you or it has suspended you, but you can still remain as councillor. It has happened before in other local authorities, and I actually see it being replicated in Harare, that some of our councillors, if they are not disciplined party cadres, might actually be tempted to defy the party and to continue to sit as councillors. But I expect that anyone who is a true cadre of the Movement for Democratic Change, led by Dr. Morgan Tsvangirai, should have the decency of stepping down from their position as councillors if they have been fired from the party or if they have been suspended. So we are just saying, let's wait and see. We're bidding for time. But I expect them, if they are men and women of honor and integrity, to step down immediately from their positions as councillors. But look, let's wait and see what will happen.
Has the party approached Minister Chombo?
I'm not yet sure. I think I'll have to liaise with our party secretary for local government, Honorable Cecil Zidai, who also happens to be the deputy minister of local government. But I would like to believe that it's very much under his control. And I would like to believe that in the fullness of time, you'll be making the necessary representations to Minister Chombo to say this is what we have done as a party. But knowing Chombo's previous conduct, I do not see any cooperation from him. I think he'll try to use this to try to cause confusion within the party. I'm sure we are ready for him. We'll wait and see, but I don't see any cooperation coming from Chombo's side.